And 6:06, it is mostly cloudy, 35 degrees in Tulsa, warming to 43 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. A new state project puts every county's public transit information in one place. But as Matt Trotter reports this morning, it may not be accessible to the people who really need it.
UnitedWeRide.OK.gov is Oklahoma's new online clearinghouse for public transit information. The council of the same name created by Governor Brad Henry says many people need public transportation to get to work, school, and doctor's appointments. A lot of those people are older or don't make a lot of money, groups more than a third of which have no access to the internet, according to federal census data. Council Coordinator Irene Martin says although some of the people who need public transportation the most can't access the website themselves, it can still help them.
A lot of the individuals who are served who are low income or elderly or, you know, disabled have counselors perhaps through one of the human services organizations or agencies that do have access.
Martin says the council reaches out to people in other ways too, such as mailing out flyers with a phone number on them. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
The Tulsa Trash Board hires its own attorney following a dispute with the city's legal department. The department had advised the board that changes to the trash hauling contract would be unwise without competitive bidding. The board hired former member Stephen Schuler. He'll be paid between $275 and $300 an hour for his services. On State Capitol Watch this morning, the top Democrat in the Oklahoma Senate will not seek re-election. Claremore's Sean Burridge made that announcement yesterday. He says he wants to spend more time with his family and his law practice. However, he also admits there's been a lot of frustration of late with the job.
You consider that we're not properly funding public education in the state of Oklahoma. We have cut public education over 22% in the last 5 years. There's been a flurry of bills that we have run to turn into law that were unconstitutional. We knew they were unconstitutional at the time that these bills were presented and voted on, but there doesn't seem to be a great deal of concern for that.
He's not worried about being a self-imposed lame duck leader. He would not have been term limited until 2018. A state representative from Jinx, meanwhile, says he will not run for re-election to his South Tulsa area seat and plans instead to run for the open Tulsa County District Attorney's post. Republican State Representative Fred Jordan announced his plans to seek the DA seat being vacated by longtime prosecutor Tim Harris. Jordan is the second Tulsa area legislator to announce plans to seek the seat. Republican Senator Brian Crane of Tulsa is also running, as is prosecutor Steve Kunzweiler. A video showing pigs being abused at a Henrietta farm is going viral. The undercover video was shot by Mercy for Animals. The group's executive director, Nathan Runkle, says it's a clear violation of Oklahoma's animal cruelty laws.
Things like workers viciously punching, kicking, beating, and violently shaking animals and spiking baby piglets like footballs.
He would like to see charges filed against those responsible for the abuse. Well, in a story ripe for late-night comedians, a new study says Oklahoma is one of three states most responsible for the U.S. spewing 50% more methane than the federal government estimates. Kansas and Texas are the other two. Our weather forecast, sunshine and cool today, a high of 43, clear and very cold tonight, 19 for a low, and tomorrow clear skies and a high of 34. The snow that moved through here overnight, leaving just a trace amount, is now dissipated as it moves to the southeast. It is now mostly cloudy and 35. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News.